We were very, very encouraged by this, the amount of interest within the United Nations. And so I think this exchange of views is incredibly useful because people are trying to find concrete solutions.
What do you believe that the United Nations can do to start internationally bringing attention to the issue and then also starting to implement change?
I think the key is quiet diplomacy with non-compliant governments that are not enforcing the mechanisms that are in place and that are not paying attention to better protections for journalists. And I think loud messaging, that it's absolutely critical to put the issue in a public spotlight.
So it was mentioned that to outside eyes, there can often be blurred lines between journalists, bloggers, extremists, etc. What do you feel that journalists can do to make purpose clear when working internationally?
I think it's absolutely critical to always be very upfront about who you are, who you're writing for or reporting for. And it's absolutely critical to work within the highest standards of professionalism and accuracy. So to be clear with your sources, clear with your audience, and be absolutely professional.
Social media has been seen as a threat to journalists because it can contain the information of their location and things like that. Does that mean that journalists should stop using social media or use it in a different way?
I don't think anybody should stop using social media, particularly it's a phenomenal way to get information and to reach your audience. But I think people have to think more carefully about how they use it. In terms of blurred lines, oftentimes people put personal, they mix the personal and the professional on their Facebook page. That's not a good idea. When they tweet, they have to think carefully about when they're retweeting articles by other people, could it be seen that they're endorsing those views? So in other words, just a more judicious use of it. Don't broadcast your movements. If you're in an area where you're in surveillance, don't say, oh, I'm going up to the north or something like that. You know, it seems like common sense, but it's amazing how many people will put up a photograph that could compromise their family's safety or their own.